Blog Talk Radio.
1 John 3.
Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, by the Spirit which he hath given us.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brothers. It's Deacon Thomas Farr, and you're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. And you got this link on your phone, or you got an email, or if you went to the link on our Facebook page at Issues Christian Men's Talk, also possibly got it through the Twitter page. We'd like to welcome you and thank you for listening tonight and joining us in hearing a word of encouragement, that you might be encouraged. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm Deacon Thomas Farr, and tonight we're going to, this evening, go for this episode. How about that? This episode, I'm telling you what time you might be listening to it. We're going to continue our series for the month of July. We're talking about servanthood and what it means to be a servant of Christ, and what it means also who God has called us to be as men of God, and being servants and serving within and serving him as our responsibility as believers and men of God. Amen. We're going to open with prayer, and then we're going to get right into the conversation and share a couple of things with you. Also, I encourage you, you have opportunity to take notes, write down some of the scriptures. We're going to plant some scriptural seeds for your study, for your application, and for your edification. Amen. Amen. Father God, first of all, begin to say, we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we thank you for all that you've done in our lives, God. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for our health and strength, Lord God. We thank you for healing today, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and shed his blood for the redemption of our souls, for reconciliation of our lives unto you, Lord God. So, Father, we just say thank you, God. We thank you in the deepest part of our hearts, O God. We thank you, we love you, and we thank you again, Lord God. Father, we have hearts of gratitude, God. We come to your throne of grace right now, O God, saying amen, amen, and hallelujah. Father, we ask today, O God, I lift up those, O God, who are in hospital beds, O God, who are in nursing homes, God, those in prisons and jails, O God, those, O God, who are struggling, O God, with their health issues, O God, other than the COVID-19, but all the other health issues, the things that plague us, O God, because of the sinful world, O God, and diseases, O God, that afflict us, God. So I pray for the healing and the comfort of those, O God. I pray for families today, O God, who are sitting by the bedside, O God, who may have loved ones, O God, who are in a medical condition and don't know what the outcome is yet. They don't know, God, but we know that you are in control of all things, God. So we pray for their strength, for their comfort, and for what they need, O God, to endure whatever your will be done, O God, in the lives of their family members, O God. Father, we pray, O God, today, O God, that you would stir up the spirit in the church, in the body of Christ, O God, for those, O God, who are called by your name, those who confess to be Christians and followers of you, God. We ask that you stir them up today, that the church would be the church, O God, that the church would be relevant, O God, that the church would engage the culture with truth, O God, and love, Lord God. So, Father, we just say thank you right now for the strength, O God, wisdom and discernment, that we might be able to reach the lost and that we may live lives that glorify you and advance your kingdom until your Son, Jesus Christ, returns. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Well, brothers, tonight, again, we're going to be talking about servanthood. A couple of things I'm going to touch on today so we have a base of a foundation of who we are in Christ as men of God. We're going to put some definition to some words, and we're going to touch on a couple of things. Amen. First, we're going to talk about a Christian, a man of God, being a Christian, being a man who has responded to the conviction of the Holy Spirit by putting his whole faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ for salvation. A Christian are those who have repented from their sins, have made Jesus Christ Lord of their lives, and they are born again by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. And for sin, the last couple of episodes, I've been talking about sin because we need to put a definition to sin, a working definition for sin, that we can all be on the same page and be at the same place when we're talking about it. So, sin, definition of sin, amen? Sin is any thought, word, or action that is contrary to the character or law of God. We all have sinned and fall short of his glory, amen? So, again, sin is any thought, word, or action that is contrary to the character or law of God, amen? So, do Christians sin? Yes, we do. Do we willingly sin? Do we willingly continue in sin? Hopefully we don't. Hopefully we don't. So Scripture indicates that while we will always fall short of the glory of God, as in Romans 3:23, we have the hope that the power of God is at work in us to make us more and more like him as we are changed in his glorious, are we changed into his glorious image by repenting, asking for forgiveness, and continue to move forward in that thing, even when we fall short. And we ask for forgiveness, and that we be forgiven because of Christ, what Christ has done for us. Any true child of God, we may go astray, but God the Father, will minister discipline to bring us back into obedience. I direct you to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 7 and 8. Amen. And if we are left without discipline, which we are all participants, It was Hebrews 12:7-8. It is for discipline that we have endured. God is treating us as sons. For what son is there whom a father does not discipline? If we were left without discipline, in which we all have participated, then we are illegitimate children and not sons. If a professing Christian can choose a lifestyle of sin without experiencing enough discipline to bring him to repentance, then according to the Scripture, it is highly unlikely that person is a child of God. Because God is good. God the Father is going to discipline us. He's going to give us, he gave a conscience, he has the Holy Spirit, and there's some things that's going to draw us back unto him in repentance. We'll go back to his throne of grace, ask forgiveness, and move on. But if the discipline that God sends in our lives and to bring us back to Him. If it's not taken and the person just keeps on in living in their sin, they just may not be saved. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, brothers, I just encourage you today. Pray. Pray for your brothers. Pray for your brothers in Christ. Pray for those brothers you know who drifted off and drifted away. Even in the midst of the pandemic, with broken fellowship and not seeing each other face-to-face and not being able to check the oil on our brothers, continue to pray for every man. And as again, we're here in the month of July, churches are opening up. We're back at 100% capacity. Buildings and ministries and fellowships are gathering again. Pray for those that you see that are not coming back to the building, that you may not have heard from. If you have, I encourage you, if you have their number, text them, call them, reach out to them, go on their Facebook page, encourage them. Because, again, it's not the pastor's job. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ. We have to reach out. We don't see them in the fellowship. I know everyone is at different places, different understandings, different levels. Some still have fear, and that everybody's vaccinated and all those things. But yet, give a brother a call. Encourage him to come back. Encourage him, you know, to come and see. Come and see how it is so they get that comfort zone. But then also in that, you can still encourage them on the phone in their faith and check where they are. Now, you know, I always say checking their oil. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. One more thing I want to share before we go into our conversation. I know some brothers heard this before, but I'd like to share it as we evangelize to the lost, as we go out to this world and be able to evangelize. We're here in the summer months, and everything is good. The sun doesn't go down until it's 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and we're out and about, and everything else, like I say, everything else is open as our ministry is open, so we have opportunities now to reach the lost, to reach the unsaved, and share the gospel. But I want to share with you the Apostles' Creed. It's one of the things that I studied, and it helps. It helps. It helps. It's like an icebreaker. It's a conversation maker when we're talking about the gospel, when we really hit the key points of what it means to be a Christian and be able to define it for folk, because we can't assume people know and understand what it really means to be a Christian. So let me encourage you here. The Apostles' Creed, it reads this. You can Google it. You can look it up for yourself and study it and use it as a tool. It's just a tool in your tool belt when it comes to evangelism. Amen? The Apostles' Creed reads, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into Hades, Abraham's bosom, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the gathering of believers of the body of Christ, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Again, that's the Apostles' Creed, and that just gives us some icebreaker talking points for the gospel as we go out into the world, into the community, to be able to plant the seeds of the gospel, and hopefully they'll fall on good ground. Amen? Amen. Well, like I say, today, in this month of July, we end for this segment here. This is segment number 2, being a servant of Christ. Amen? So, being a servant of Christ. We are giving Jesus Christ, we are putting Jesus Christ in his lawful place as Lord. That our lives, his lordship, it will be expressed in the way we serve others. How we serve others is how we can be a good servant and be submitted and be submissive unto Christ and what he calls us to be. Again, we can express his lordship through the way we serve others as being a servant to others. To being a good servant, to stand before him someday and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. I'm going to go take you to 1 Peter chapter 4, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 10. Amen? Amen, 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 amen. I got to flip my Bible here. It closed up on me, but amen. We're going to 1 Peter chapter number 4, just for your hearing and just for your understanding. And then you could do a deep dive and study, but I just want to give you these seeds. The planet in your thinking and in your heart. Amen? So it's 1 Peter chapter number 4, and we have verse number 10. And the Word of God says, "As every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. For if any man speak, let him speak as oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be the praise, the dominion, forever and ever. Amen." We have given gifts of God. We have given the gift of salvation that we would share with others, and that gift that we received that we could not buy, that we received freely and by faith, we are to share with others. Amen? So servants, really as servants of God, to be a servant of God, it's just doing ministry. It's being a minister. You know, all minister means, if you go deep into the deep dive of the word minister or ministry, it means about being a servant. All believers are called to ministry, no matter who you are, no matter how long you've been saved, to serve in the name of Christ, to serve him by being obedient to the word that we have known and received. That's all we're called to do. Now, as we mature in Christ, and like ministers, elders, pastors, I mean, that we have these positions and titles in Scripture that are written about, and the pastor and deacons have specific, and elders have specific responsibilities, but we all are called into ministry to serve in all capacities. There's so much to be done in the body of Christ that there's something that everyone should be doing for the body of Christ. Amen? And I'll share this because it was a thing I was taught young in my faith that, you know, every person at some point, you know, you should have a ministry within your local congregation and your own personal ministry. What are you going to do in pleasing to God that God has put on your heart? What your passion is what God can use for you for ministry, that you can reach others or serve others for his glory. Amen? So, as servants, we are all called to be servants. And that's one thing I want to get to every brother to hear in the sound of my voice that's listening to this episode, who got this link on their phone, who got the link from Facebook. We all are called to serve in the body of Christ. There's no one should be sitting on the sidelines. There's a work to do to reach those, to minister to one to another. Because, again, there's two things we have to remember. There's somebody's only going to hear the gospel from you, not from your pastor. They may not get it. They may not receive it. But they're going to receive it from you because they know who you are, who you used to be. And you're going to be able to relate to them because you're going to know where they're coming from. You know, pastors are called to preach and teach and to encourage us to go out, not just to gather us and put us all in a building and buy us T-shirts, but we're called to just make disciples. Christ called us in the Great Commission to make disciples and then go out, and that's what we are called to do. Amen? So I pray that is something that your heart has been pricked about, and you pray about it. Amen? And what are you going to do for Christ, that you would stand for him and hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Amen? So let us serve others by serving Christ. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter number 3, verses 23. Colossians chapter 3, go to verse 23, and I'm going to read chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. Amen. Well, I'm going to start at 22. Nope, wait, I'm going to go to 23. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. "And whosoever ye do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men." 24, "knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward, the inheritance, for ye servant, you serve the Lord Jesus. But he who that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which ye have done, and there is no respect of persons." Again, we're called. There's a call, the obedience to God, the commandments. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And these are some of the things he calls us to do. And first is love one another and love God. It's to make disciples of all nations, to serve. Just as God the Father has served us by sacrificing Jesus Christ on the cross for our sins, we should serve others by giving the gospel and our lives to them. Those who desire to be great in God's kingdom must be servants for all. And men, brothers, husbands, fathers, understand this is what God has called us to be. Even in the midst, as we are fathers and husbands, that's a role of servant leader. But even in that, we have to submit unto the things of God to perform that responsibility in his way, by his will. Because God defines what a father is. God defines what a husband is and what his responsibilities are. So we submit to him, and then he uses us to fulfill that those areas of our life. Amen? So I encourage you, brothers, reach out. Begin to learn to what it means to be a servant of Christ. And search your heart again. Again, I say, search your heart. Pray about it to be a servant, that someday you will stand before him and hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Amen? Amen. Also, I wanted to put it out there real quick. By the time you get this, you should get this in time. Amen? Because I'm sending this out early, or the week of. But on July the 16th at 7 p.m., the Jesus Lives Men's Ministry is fellowship. We're gathering at the Crazy Crab. I mentioned this in the last episode, and I'm getting it out. So I'm going to get this information out this week. We're meeting at the Crazy Crab. It's in Glen Burnie, Maryland. The address is 805 Aqua Heart Road in Glen Burnie, Maryland. Yeah, 21060. It's a good restaurant. It's Crazy Crab. They have a website. You can go there. It's basically a seafood place, so it has all types of seafood. It has crabs. It has steamed crab, boiled crabs. It has everything. We checked it out, and Pastor Sharp has called for the men to gather their fellowship. And if you got this text, I just want to invite you and let you know. Invite your brothers. Invite and bring some, bring a friend with you. Again, we're having a men's ministry fellowship. We're going out to eat at the Crazy Crab, 805 Aqua Heart Road in Glen Burnie, Maryland. Amen? And if you have any questions or need directions, or even if you listen to this and you don't need a ride, give us a call. Because, again, you got this in your text. You have my number. I have your number in my phone. If you need a ride, give us a call. We can send somebody. I'll come get you. I got, like, 3 spaces in my car. So if you need a ride, give us a call, reach out, come out and fellowship with us and join with us. Amen. So, brothers, I appreciate it taking time. Also, as always, it's just Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. You can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. Listen to this episode and all the past episodes there from the last month or so. For the month of July, again, we are talking about being a servant to encourage you in your walk. Amen. You can reach out to us on our Facebook page, It's Just Christian Men's Talk. And we thank you very much for joining us tonight. God bless you. Enjoy the game. I believe the game is on. It's about to start. So enjoy that. Let's see. I think I'm picking Milwaukee, so we'll see how that works out. Amen, and God bless you.